Czech industrial output grew by 9.2% year-on-year in April, which was the third highest figure in the European Union, according to the bloc's statistics agency Eurostat. The largest growth, 15%, was recorded in Ireland, followed by Hungary with 10.1%. On average, the EU's industrial output rose by 0.8% in that month. Analysts believe Czech industry is benefiting from revived demand from the Eurozone and expect the country's industrial output to continue to grow in the coming months.
The Czech national debt rose by 46 million crowns to reach a total of 1.683 trillion, according to revised figures released by the Czech Finance Ministry on Friday. The country's internal debt increased by 1.1 billion to 1.289 trillion. Meanwhile, the Czech external debt decreased by around 1 billion to over 394 billion crowns. Last year, the overall public debt rose by around 16 billion crowns, the smallest increase since 1996. Finance Minister Andrej Babiš said earlier this year the debt should stabilize at some 1.7 trillion in the future.
Czech Export Bank is seeking to raise around 250 million euro through selling its planned seven-year bonds in several Asian countries, the daily Hospodarské noviny reported on Friday. Representatives of the state-owned bank, which promotes exports and provides loans to foreign companies to help them buy Czech products, met with potential investors in Beijing on Thursday. Other meetings are scheduled in Tokyo, Shanghai and London. The bonds emission is to be managed by JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs. The Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade, Jan Mládek, said a large Chinese investment fund, the CIC, had expressed interest in the deal. The bank is planning to use the funds to refinance its current activities and to launch new operations, according to its CEO, Karel Bureš.
Czech spent an estimated 16 billion crowns on drugs and prostitution in 2011, which represented around 0.5% of the country's GDP. The news website Novinky.cz reported on Thursday, quoting data from the Czech Statistics Office. Compared to 2010, the amount spent on drugs and prostitution increased by 6.3 billion. The value of drug sales and prostitution is based on estimates from various government agencies, including the police and customs, as well as NGOs, the office said.
And Prague's public transport company will manage its own ticket sales as of September, after it decided to end its controversial cooperation with the firm Crosspoint. The company CEO Jaroslav Djuriš told the news agency ČTK this week. The company's contract with Crosspoint expired in February, but was extended until the end of August, as the firm could not find another ticket sales operator. The police are prosecuting four people over the deal with Crosspoint, which was allegedly manipulated and overpriced. Prague Transport Company is planning to create 120 jobs to be able to manage its ticket sales. Taking over the operation should save the firm tens of millions of crowns, according to the company's director.